A mighty woman, Caris was, our land's good day on she. Her father was a saint knight, and she was Shaftali. She lifted up the general's child and set him on her knee. Your mother, she is dying, and it's all because of me. The baby was a cheerful child, and neither fussed nor cried. She set him in a silken sling to carry at her side. In spring, the valley was in flood. There was no road or path, but the earth rose up to kiss her feet. The water let her pass. The baby, he grew hungry soon and cried a little cry. A farm wife standing by the way stopped them as they came by. A hungry child must eat, she said, there's milk here in my breast. And from every farm the mothers came as Caris traveled west. 5 days and nights our Caris walked until she came to stand upon a hill that gave her view of all of Shaftal's land. The sun was rising at her back, her face was to the west. Her shadow fell across the land, and the land was sore distressed. In Wilton, to the general's bed, Shaftal's Gideon came. She laid the baby in her arms and spoke the general's name. The general opened up her eyes and kissed her child's sweet face. And she kissed Caris's gentle hand and thanked her for her grace. Oh, general, if you must die, then let me take your pain. I'll close your wounds, I'll lift you up, so you can die again. Yes, take my pain, and take my son, and I will take my fate. I'll go to face what I've faced before, the guns on the garrison gate. The general has risen now and taken up her fate, and with their guns they'll shoot her down outside the garrison gate. But she'll return, return each time upright, until at last her enemy steps out.